a self-possessed, brazen person. I'd brazen anything out. I lied like a trooper to get out of many scrapes. But I felt a fear coming into my life, and I couldn't cope with it. I got so that I hid quite a bit of the time, wouldn't answer the phone, and stayed by myself as much as I could. I noticed that I was avoiding all my social friends except for my bridge club. I couldn't keep up with any of my other friends, and I wouldn't go to anyone's house unless I knew they drank as heavily as I did. I never knew it was the first drink that did it. I thought I was losing my mind when I realized that I couldn't stop drinking. That frightened me terribly. George tried many times to go on the wagon. If I had been sincere in what I thought I wanted more than anything else in life, a sober husband and a happy, contented home, I would have gone on the wagon with him. I did try for a day or two, but something would always come up that would throw me. It would be a little thing, the rugs being crooked or any silly little thing that I'd think was wrong, and off I'd go, drinking and sneaking my drinks. I had bottles hidden all over the apartment. I didn't think my children knew about it, but I found out they did. It's surprising how we think we fool everybody in our drinking. I reached a stage where I couldn't go into my apartment without a drink. It didn't bother me anymore whether George was drinking or not. I had to have liquor. Sometimes I would lie on the bathroom floor, deathly sick, praying I would die and praying to God as I always had prayed to him when I was drinking. Dear God, get me out of this one and I'll never do it again. And then I'd say, God, don't pay any attention.